Commission Advisory Committee meeting on August 5th at 5 o'clock. Paso Robles Senior Citizens Advisory Committee, August 10th at 1:30. Development Review Committee is going to be August 10th at 4 p.m. Paso Robles Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee meeting, August 10th at 4 p.m. Planning Commission is going to be here in this room, August 11th, 6:30. The Library Board of Trustees is going to be the August 13th at 10:30. And then we have the Development Review Committee, DRC, again, August 17th at 4 p.m. Our next City Council meeting is going to be the August 18th here in this room, North Room, at 6 p.m. I did have one other thing that I kind of wanted to run by Council, just reminded me. The fact that we have a senior advisory committee, which again, we just mentioned they're going to have the meeting, I would like to get a thought going here that maybe we can also develop a committee for the vets. The two buildings that we built there, one's for the seniors, one's for the vets are basically unrepresented. And I'm wondering if we can have consensus where we could tell staff to maybe come back with a proposal how we might be able to bring in another, I'm not saying add meetings, I'm thinking that maybe we could take the senior advisory, which happens every month, and make it every other month, but on the off month, we would have a veterans commission that we might be able to, you know, they've been telling me that they would like to have their voice heard.
I support that.
I think it would be good to talk about, is my point. So if we can have a consensus that we want to hear a proposal maybe from staff that how that might be able to be done and represent the vets and their concerns with their building and what they do.
So is your idea to have that the same people do both?
We could. That's something that staff might be able to bring back. I don't want to add more work to our staff, but on the other hand, I think it'd be a way to use that already, that vehicle that we have with seniors. And they would have representatives on there too, maybe that, because they're mostly all seniors as well, the veterans that are there. So maybe we can combine the two, but this is something.
How about a joint meeting?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Something like that that staff would be able to propose to us to talk about. Okay, this is just throwing it out. But, you know, we give him to, you know, say this is something we want to hear about.
But as far as adding events, not at the senior center.
No.
It is booked solid from 8 a.m., from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m.,
no,
Monday through Friday.
No extra meetings. So all we're saying is that we're going to do every other meeting at seniors, and the other one will be over at the vets, or vice versa. I don't know how that would work. But that's something that Chris and I talked a little bit about, and I think that if we can have him bring back an item for us to, you know, council to discuss, that would be my druthers if everybody's got a nod on that. I think that would be something we can do.
I have a couple thoughts while we're just sort of bouncing this around. I think it's important for different groups in our community to have an outlet and sometimes formal, sometimes informal way to be connected to the city business, and then also, and the other way around, right? And while we're talking about the veterans, I mean, they're actually a really interesting group because there's a building, there really is a very strong and important constituency. I would also add, in my two cents, that I'd like to see our outreach to kind of working families be more intentional. Again, I don't want to add any advisory bodies. I think there are a lot already. But being thoughtful about how we're getting input from the families and the next generation that's sort of folded into our vision statement. If we're going to have kind of a recommendation and coming back to council about that, I'd like to throw that in the pot.
Yeah, I'm sure you can.
Well, you know,
discuss that.
To sure. That comment, we have many of our areas in the city that have homeowners associations that are very active. Some of them, it's actually mandatory. And if they have a really active homeowners association, you might be able to get a representative from each of those to get you some of the input from those communities.
Yeah, I just want to make sure we're being informed by parents, by kids, by young adults. There is a whole constituency of people in our neighborhood that aren't able to come to council meetings.
Okay. Chris, do you have enough to work with? Okay. All right, sounds good. Looking for a motion to adjourn then.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Strong, second by Bausch. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. We stand adjourned. So long.
Thank you for listening to tonight's Paso Robles City Council meeting. We now join our regularly scheduled program in progress. You're listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
On Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, REDS has convenient online booking.